Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic you've submitted and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Just like Catherine, who sent us an email and suggested that we talk about today's topic, which is lick the floor of a public restroom or lick the toilet seat. All right. You guys ready for this? let me lay down the ground rules for you.
Well, okay, yeah, go ahead. I have questions, but go ahead.
Can I just say this makes me think of Blades of Glory? You know that scene where the key is on the toilet paper and he has to eat it to pull it toward him?
Oh, yes.
This is all
okay, Chris,
stuff
what's your question?
Well, my question is, where is this public bathroom?
This public bathroom, you know what? Let's go back to episode, like, 2. It's a stadium.
Like a baseball stadium?
It's a stadium.
Yeah, is it's like, a stadium.
Is it, like, off-season and no one's there?
Oh, no. It's playoffs.
Okay. And how...
It's playoffs and it is game day.
How much licking needs to happen?
Okay, so... On the toilet seat, you are licking the top of the seat.
Where people put their butts.
Where the butt contact would be.
Where the butt contact would be, all the way around the U.
Wow.
Is that underneath as well?
Well, if we do underneath, you get the possible splashback. Yeah, top and bottom.
Whoa, Kate. Oh, God.
And then on the floor... You're licking all the way around as much as you can reach the base of the toilet.
Wait, oh my God, that's so much worse.
It's
not just
like
the floor by the door, it's the floor around the toilet.
Okay, I have another question, because I feel like we need to even the stakes here a little bit. I feel like Danielle should have to lick in the men's restroom.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why do you think that the women's restroom would be any less filthy?
It will. It is.
I think it'll have less urine on the ground and on the top of the toilet seat and possibly on
the
bottom.
There'd be some pretty gross ladies, but that's fine.
I'm with you on gross ladies. I just think just based on sheer physics, there's going to be more piss everywhere. In a guy's bathroom.
You know what? In fact, since we're all doing guys' bathroom, and since the licking the floor is gonna be kind of tighter on the toilet, let's just say, like a 1 foot by 1 foot area in front of a urinal. Since then, there's open space for you to do your licking.
Are people in the bathroom while we're doing this?
Well, it's playoff time, yeah. Your team's in the fucking playoffs.
So what if they
sold out that game?
What if they like pee on you?
They won't. They're gonna stay away because you're the weird guy that's licking the fucking toilet or the floor.
Oh, God. I'll be honest, Joshua. My brain does not have the required. I don't have the ability to like parse this out on a logical level. Like I just, they're just so fucking horrible that I'm shutting down just emotionally.
Yeah. I'm there with
you,
man.
So what we're learning here is that Catherine broke our show.
Catherine,
thank you very much.
Catherine, this is terrible. This is really terrible. I question you as a person. We have come up with some horrifying shit on this show.
We've always been able to find an upside to something.
To something. And this one is just...
So, OK, Okay, so no decision on this one, and we'll just talk about Catherine for 15 minutes.
Yeah, Catherine sounds like a garbage person. I'm sure she's lovely.
Catherine, who was kind enough to email us a topic. Did Catherine just give the one topic, or did she give us a second option?
Catherine gave us a second option.
Okay, what is the second option?
Drive a school bus for the rest of your life, or a small motorbike.
Okay.
Oh, that is not as bad.
That's like the polar opposite of the first
that
one.
That is not as bad at all. okay, but we can't. It's not this or that or this or that. It's this or that. Like, and the commissioner picked a topic. And as disgusting as it is, I feel like we've
got to power through it.
It for the integrity of our show. Like, where would our fans
and you
be?
you can't wipe anything off before you.
Well,
like...
there wouldn't even be an issue. Can I just drown myself in the toilet? I think I'd rather do that.
Is that better?
I'll be honest. I almost said that there was just going to be something floating in the toilet. Also,
motherfucker.
But... I'm thinking. Okay.
Screw you and all your friends.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking out loud. I think my brain has finally moved into processing mode somehow. Okay.
I mean, I have a decision on this one already.
I'm thinking floor.
Tell me why.
I'll tell you why. When men, or women, but I just have experience with men,
poop. You got experience with men?
You know how I do. Okay. Sorry. I'm thinking like baseball food and beer and sitting around for long periods of time leads to pooping. And it's not like the nice poop that just goes into the toilet and sits there and is like, I'm a nice poop. No, it's like the splashy, not good poop. And if I'm licking the underside of a toilet seat, I am definitely licking someone else's fecal matter.
Yeah, some poop water.
Some poop water. At least poop water, possibly like
actual
diarrheal splash.
Well, and, here's a...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, but with the floor, what? I'm getting dirt and... pee.
Okay, so you're
and pubic hair probably.
You're
yeah, probably
assuming
pubic
that like the only thing you get on the bottom of your shoes is dirt, but think about all like a lot of like stadium, like large public places. The bathroom floors are always wet, and you don't know what the wetness is. It's a mix of like sludge, urine. Somebody spilled soda pop in their flat beer. Who knows what else?
But it's not
plus
poop.
It might be,
though.
Well,
it might be.
Because think about what people step in all day. I mean, there's a reason why people don't want to lick the ground, and it's because it's dirty. And it's not just because it's made of dirt. It's made of the whole world and its contents.
It's made of the world.
It is.
So I hear you, Danielle.
So do I.
Probably the floor is dirtier than the toilet seat, but mentally, I can trick myself into thinking the floor is cleaner than the toilet seat.
Right. Ooh. Okay, maybe I'm changing my mind. Hold on. Let me take this
but
through.
I just went over to your side.
No, I know, but...
Well, I was on your side the whole time.
But... I know, but hear me out.
Okay.
So, there is a good chance I am going to throw up in either of these situations.
Yes.
Like, I am almost certainly going to vom. If I vomit while I'm licking the floor... And I'm
vomiting
not very good at aiming away from where I'm licking. Now I have to lick up my own vomit. But if I'm licking the toilet seat and I vomit, then I can just vomit into the toilet and then I don't have to lick it up.
See, I don't even think that's necessarily the case. I feel like in this situation, the vomit is going to be coming so fast and furious, you might not even have the time to turn your head into the toilet.
Well,
wow.
Here's
yeah,
a thought,
you
though,
might be
too.
Right.
With the toilet
seat. It'll be such a guttural reaction that...
It's just this geyser.
Okay, so with the toilet seat, think about the part of someone that touches the toilet seat.
It's their butt.
It's their butt cheeks,
right?
Because of the width, and then like the backs of their legs. So the top of the toilet seat is a relatively conflict-free area.
Ooh, gotta disagree with you on that one.
It's your side bum. Like, all the business is in the middle. It's the underside of the toilet seat that you need to be concerned about.
Except guys stand up in front of the toilet when they pee. They are exactly. peeing on that toilet seat.
And they
but
don't.
But they put
and
the seat up.
No, they don't. And I'll tell you why they don't.
In public restrooms, they don't.
Right.
Why don't they put the seat up?
Because no one wants to fucking
wants to touch
the seat.
Yeah.
Because everybody's peed on it. It's the worst catch 22.
Well,
everybody pees on the
person...
seat.
If the person... that used that bathroom when that stadium opened had just put the seat up.
Danielle, we're just telling you a fact.
Then this cycle would end.
It's not logical. I'm with you, but everyone pees on the seat, so no one touches it. So everyone pees on the seat, so no one touches it. It's a vicious cycle.
What the fuck, man? What's wrong with you people?
Well,
I mean, some people might use their foot.
I guess
to
maybe
lift up the seat.
I guess, but. But really, like, you gotta really want to not pee on that seat, and a lot of times, guys just don't give a shit, especially when they've been drinking. Like, at a sporting event.
Okay, so obviously you were leaning towards the toilet, Danielle. Does that change your mind at all?
You know, I don't know if it does, because the floor is just so filthy.
I would take
the floor is going to have piss on it as well.
It will.
Yeah, the floor is going to be covered
with splash
like
zone from
everything.
I would take unseen. Okay, so we're both. Okay, so it's you're licking piss no matter what. Like
yeah,
that's
you
a,
oh, yeah. are. Yeah, you are.
I mean, clearly, most of what you're
but
licking.
Maybe
is piss.
My thinking is that there is urine and fecal matter all over both of these things, right? But one of them. Pretty much is just urine and fecal matter. The other is urine and fecal matter and everything else in the world.
Except, and I think this goes to what Josh was saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but the fecal matter that's on the toilet seat, that is like droplets of someone's shit that you can see.
Oh, so it's just a matter of like not being able to recognize it as.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
So this surprises me based on Joshua's attitude toward the foods that he eats, because... like, I won't eat things like pig's feet because I can see what they are, but he does. So it's like opposite day in our house.
I would take unseen fecal matter and bacteria over even a relatively cleaner surface area, but it has, like, shit droplets on it.
I don't know.
I think I'm going floor. Wow.
I think you have to go floor.
I think you have to go floor.
Yeah, I think that it's easier to... if you go floor, it's easier to the next day convince yourself like, oh yeah, it wasn't dirty.
Right. Right. It wasn't... it's not a big deal. I don't... guys, I don't like this.
This is admittedly one of the worst ones that we've done in a while.
This makes me uncomfortable.
Danielle, do you need a second to think about this?
No, I'm going to stick to my guns and I'm going to lose. It's fine. I feel like somehow the toilet seat isn't as bad. And I know that you're like, but you can see the poo. But just the
like
whole thought of
right
licking
there.
The floor is just... I mean, I even think about my own bathroom. I clean my bathroom regularly. And I clean my toilet regularly, and I'm one of those people that gets down on the hands and knees and, like, washes and cleans the floor. And, man, just around that toilet, like, even if it's only been a few days since I last cleaned it, it is gross. There's hair stuck to everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's always, like, a little bit damp. Like, and, I mean,
bathrooms are disgusting.
Yeah, yes. Bathrooms are just kind of gross. And Joshua and I have a let's keep the, you know... the toilet seat is always down sort of thing because the cats are probably going head first because they're dumb as hell.
Well,
so,
the toilet lid is always down.
Yeah, the lid is always
down. And the seat.
Always down, yeah. But I mean, you know, we
That's
it's our own
egalitarian.
Home.
I like
we
that.
Keep it relatively clean and it's still like, it'd be nasty. So.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You know, there are some of these episodes where you pick, like, we disagree, and I just do not understand where you're coming from. In this case, I completely understand where you're coming from. Like, I totally get it. I don't think...
yeah.
I think I would have an easier time convincing myself, like, everything's fine with unseen disgusting, even if it's more disgusting than, like, the... stalagmites of diarrhea
oh, gosh.
On the
oh,
underside
Jesus.
of a toilet seat.
Like, just like, oh, that look, that guy ate corn.
Exactly. Like, some dude needs a lot more fiber in his diet, or maybe
a lot less.
You know, one or the other. But where you are, not good. And like, it's gonna be green. It's gonna be yellow. It's not gonna be like a healthy brown. It's not gonna be nutty. You know,
okay, I think you can stop now. We all know what poo looks like.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, so
thanks though.
Thanks, Catherine.
Catherine.
Oh my gosh, Catherine! Why did you do this to us?
Kathy, killing me, killing us.
So then Danielle, you're going toilet. Chris, you're going floor.
I'm going floor.
And I am going floor as well.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, these are both so terrible. I think it's a zero-sum game, to be completely honest.
This is going to be one. When we finally do season two of This or That, where we have to do all the things that we decided in season one, this is going to be a
tough one. Oh, yeah, that's the YouTube show.
Right. This is going to be a really tough one for me.
You first.
Right.
All right, before we get to the outro... Chris, real quick, drive a school bus for the rest of your life or a small motorbike?
Oh, a small motorbike. I love motorbike. Those things. Like, yeah, you can park them anywhere. You can get a cool helmet. And you like, ciao, and then just drive away. Like, super cool. Done. No
Danielle?
Question.
Absolutely small motorbike. For many reasons. Additionally, I have a cool leather jacket. And sometimes when I go out in it, people are like, oh, did you ride in today? And I'm kind of like, I wish, but I drove my car. So, I mean, I already got the look for it. I might as well have the motorcycle.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to be a contrarian and say school bus because we live in the Pacific Northwest and I drive for several hours every day.
But you'd be able to carpool. You take the carpool lane if you have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it rains. I mean, weren't you telling me that, like, last week was the second day since October that it hasn't rained?
Yeah, like the fourth, probably, I think. Yeah.
Like, literally, that was a real statistic.
Yeah, that is a real statistic. It has not fucking been sunny and such. It's so depressing.
I'm going to...
That was since October, and it is March now, listeners.
I'm going to really enjoy watching you park the school bus every day in the parking garage at work. That's going to be...
Okay, you're right. Motorbike, and I'll take the bus or train.
That's going to be a fucking delight, watching you try and... ear into a parking space.
He's like, I'm parallel parking this bitch. All right.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed licking a toilet seat or licking the floor of a public restroom. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or you can tweet us at trtpodcast. You can even draw by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic like Catherine did? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from. I don't know where Catherine's from. So we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week for another episode of This or That.